It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Cannabis Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Shue.
Well, good evening. I almost said good afternoon. That's the way this basketball schedule is going this year. It has taken me from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night, back to 6 o'clock, I tell you. Anyway, tonight we are going to have Coach Holmstrom. He's going to put on the AD hat tonight and talk to us a little bit about the, well, you know, right about this time, usually governors are given the state of the state. We're going to give the state of the state of athletics at Mobridge Pollock High School. Welcome aboard. Thanks, Coach, for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andy. And gosh, this first part of the basketball season has flown by.
It has.
The weather has had an impact on us, but I've been so thankful. People like yourself have been so good as far as communicating all the different cancellations and the changes and everything else. We really appreciate that because it's really a team effort to get that information out there.
Yeah, you know, the problem with this year compared to the last 5-6 years, as we really haven't had this kind of winter for a while where we're postponing so many games. And so what that usually means, and I can go back 5 or 6 years ago, the same situation, is that all of a sudden you're trying to find open dates for two schools, not just for one school, but for two schools. And what happens is usually that means that's February is going to be a frenzy.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's kind of what's happened here. You know, I like to tell, when people talk about these cancellations and about the rescheduling and stuff, many people, you know, parents, teachers, counselors, principals, superintendents will tell me, hey, what about this date? Or what about that date? What about this? And I tell them, well, you know what? You know, I'm Mobridge Pollock's activities director.
Yeah.
Not dictator.
right.
You know, you can't go to another school and tell them, okay, this is what we're going to do. And,
yeah.
And what you do is, you know, being an AD, you're very collegial. And so you try to be kind, understanding, you work together. And we're really fortunate, you know, throughout this area, we really have great people that have really helped me, not only Troy Stenberg, our former AD, but multiple ADs in this area have been very kind about, you know, giving me a heads up or saying, hey, have you thought about this, that, and the other thing? And
yeah,
that makes it so much better for everybody, the kids, the fans, everybody.
Well, and you talk about this possibility of canceling a game. Well, basketball, at the end of the season, they put all your points together based on a 20-game schedule. And so if you have to drop a game because of weather, if you have to cancel it because you can't make up a date with the other school, it is detrimental towards your seeding at the regional tournament. And you work so hard all season long to get that higher seat, then all of a sudden, because you don't have that game, it turns out that you get 0 points and you don't get that higher seed. So it's really tough. And I know that everybody wants to have that. But sometimes, and I tell you, Coach, if we get a blizzard first 2 weeks of February, I'm going to knock on wood right now and probably kick myself for even suggesting it. But if we do, there's going to be a crisis.
I don't know. I mean, let's not even think about
that. No, let's not think about that.
Let's be positive, and nice weather and all that good stuff. And it's funny, you know, when I came up here for the first time, you know, in May to move in and ask people about the weather, they said, oh, yeah, we don't get much snow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we usually don't, but this year. And, you know, it did cost the wrestlers one of the big meets of the year, and something that Coach Nas was really looking forward to, although they got a chance to go to Webster and wrestle there, but they really missed out with that.
You know, the L&I was really it was a treat. It was an invitation. It was something special that we wanted to do for our wrestlers. The wrestling program at Mobridge Pollock is really important to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's something that we really value, and this was a treat. This was something they hadn't done. And it was something, you know, one of the things I believe in as an AD and as a football coach, too, is that so many of these high school things are, they're great experiences the kids are going to remember for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And the Allen I was one of those things that, oh, you know, I mean, in retrospect, it's always good to go. I mean, it's always easy to go after. I mean, we probably would have sent them on Monday.
Yeah.
And they could have stayed. I didn't realize it, but I guess they could have stayed for, we didn't know because, but they could have stayed for free down there.
Oh, really?
See, they could. Yeah. The hotels opened up for free then.
All right.
With the storm and everything. So they wouldn't have missed any school
because
we didn't have any school.
Well, and
in retrospect, it's easy.
Yeah, it would have been nice if the directors of the LNI would have contacted the schools coming and saying, look, here's the deal.
Yeah, come now and we'll pay for everything.
Right.
Yeah. But they didn't do that. So, but, you know, you do make your decisions based on the best you can do, and that's just the way it goes. But, you know, fortunately, that's another example that I told you at the beginning here, Andy, is that, you know, that the athletic director at Webster, they didn't have to take us.
Right.
You know, they could have said, oh, no, we got to. They had plenty of teams.
Right.
But praise the Lord, they were very understanding and they allowed us to come into that one. So that did, like you said, that at least didn't replace LNI, but it gave a soothing.
Yeah, you bet.
You know.
And, you know, I think I can't remember the last time Mobridge Pollock had three home wrestling meets in the same season, and they pulled that off this year. I tell you what, wrestling fans have to be very happy with the situation here at Mobridge Pollock.
Oh yeah, let me tell you, it was a thrill. It was a lot of work. A lot of people pulled together. Big thank you to everybody out there that really, really did the job. We have many big time wrestler supporters here. This is a sport that is well loved in the Mobridge Pollock community, and it was proven.
Yeah,
I mean, how many communities can do three major events in 1 week's time, all of them at home? And I'm telling you what, my hat is off to all those people, the fans, the crowds were fantastic. You know, the first two nights in particular. Now, the third night, not as much. We still had a decent crowd, but because, see, we had other events going, meaning teams leaving, everything else. And I really want to thank not only the parents of the Mobridge Pollock School District, but, you know, a lot of students came to those games.
Yeah.
Or to the wrestling meets.
Yeah.
And the match. And it was so impressive. The kids came and cheered. I had those referees. They came up to me after the meet. The second meet, they said, hey, we've never seen something like this.
Yeah.
They said to have those fans so positive, so good, getting those wrestlers going, they said, this is really impressive. Yeah. So it was a real, and I thank you, Andy, for pointing that out, because it really is. It was, you know, the year before they didn't have any because they had a cancellation.
Right.
So, praise the Lord. We just had so many people come together. It was such a great event for our wrestlers, and it was a really very, very positive thing. So, yeah.
And one thing it proves is that we can host a wrestling meet. So when they start passing around regionals, they got to keep Mobridge Pollock in mind. I don't remember in my 24 years here ever having the regional wrestling meet in Mobridge. Now, I could be wrong, but it hasn't happened in a very long time, and maybe we're due. We should have regions here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We want to be a place where people come to on regionals, and wrestling is something that And Coach Nas does such a good job, and all of his coaches. You know, Coach Orth, we have Coach Lawrence, we have Coach Ring, Coach Jordan is in there working too, and we are so fortunate to have those people that, you know, really spend the time necessary to make those kids and work them in the point that they're successful. And it was a treat, and you're right, Andy, we do want to host a wrestling regional.
Yeah,
that's something that we want to do, and we're so, like I said, so pleased. The great workers, the great response, the great people we have here at Mobridge Pollock, very impressive.
Yeah, and you know, something that big, I think you'd see a lot of people come out of the woodwork wanting to work. And we have three facilities. Actually, if you count them, you're going to see the MYO Classic coming up. There are multiple facilities in the community where you can do stuff like that, but we have three main facilities. You can put mats down there in the middle school, and mats over at Sheerhow, and mats up at the high school. You can host a huge wrestling meet, and then just do the finals up at the high school that day. And I think we're due.
Yeah, matter of fact, in talking about that, you know, sure, how it's one of the things we'll be talking about tonight. You know, Coach Nas talks about how great it was to wrestle
that. Yeah, I'll bet.
And the feeling of the crowd and everything else way up high and, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, you're exactly right. We have beautiful facilities here. We are so blessed. The three beautiful gyms and the great fans and great supporters. And, yeah, it's just all positive.
Well, I hope that there's somebody out there from the region that is listening right now. Well, since we're on the subject, let's talk about Sheerhow. I have heard rumblings from boys and girls alike talking about maybe a possibility of playing some high school basketball down at Sheerhow. It's been a while, but I know there's a couple of coaches that would be all for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're exploring that possibility. You know, we started this year. Matter of fact, I went down and met with our city manager, Heather Beck, and she has been so kind and working with the school district. Our city council has been very positive. You know, and the thing about this whole, the city and the school working together, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
When things are good in the city, it's good for the school. When things are good in the school, it's good for the city.
Right,
and
you're exactly
so
right.
We are so fortunate to have people like Heather and the city council that want to do some things. So we had our first basketball game ever down there in a very long time.
Yeah.
It was a middle school game. And I'll tell you what, we had a big crowd. The play was great. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it was kind of a test run.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting, you know, the next on Tuesday, you know, Heather called and said, well, what do you think? Give me some insight. So we had a really nice discussion, probably half an hour, 45 minute discussion about the different ideas as far as make it better and everything else. Now, in order for there to be a high school game there now, it has to have shot clocks.
Right, right.
So that's part of the whole thing. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, the moment they get a shot clock there, it opens up at least one game a year. At least boys and girls. We'd also like to do a tournament down there too. You know, we have our regular tournament, the Rotary Classic, but we'd like to do another tournament.
Yeah.
You know, bring in more teams and make it a big deal.
Yeah, I overheard a conversation between Coach Knutson and Coach Frederick about, you know, the Sacred Hoop. That could be a JV and varsity. If you had another facility, you could play that JV at another facility. And either that or you could swap them. So fans of, you know, two schools could watch their JV and varsity play at one place while the other four schools or whatever are playing another place. And, you know, any chance, I know that from experience, any chance a JV gets to play a little bit more basketball and improve, that helps your varsity.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, the more, you know, it goes back to what we talked about just a few minutes ago. The more special opportunities, the more things that you can give those kids an advantage. Like, for example, the middle school boys played there, and there were so many fans there. I mean, you could tell they were thrilled. And there were middle school girls there too. And they said, hey, we wish we could have played.
Yeah.
And they would have. The only thing is, see, the floor wasn't ready yet.
Right.
So
right,
their season ended and then it was too late. But you know, it's one of those things where it is an exciting place and it's part of our community. It's a part of our heritage and our culture and everything else. And so whenever we can use that, I know Rose too talked about, we'd like to put a volleyball game there.
Yeah.
Just bring one down there, a one home volleyball game this year down at Sheerhow. It'd be so exciting.
Yeah, it would. You know, and for those fans that grew up watching basketball and volleyball and wrestling at Sheerhow, you will get your opportunity maybe in the near future. And like you said, we do need to get a shot clock put in there. But once that's done, it's official. You could play high school basketball in there again.
Oh, yeah. And once again, what a beautiful facility. What a just an addition. They've been so kind to us and so good to us. You know, we've had middle school practices down there when our gyms have been full. We've had high school practices when our gyms have been full. It really is just so conducive to a positive environment for the student athletes, their parents, and the whole community.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to talk more basketball when we come back. We have to take a break right now, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about, I tell you what, the frenzy in February. When we return, this is Tiger Talk on Star 99.
For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also, with skill and imagination. There's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mobridge.
Go get 'em, Tigers! Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, doctor of physical therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
Well, welcome back here. We're at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge. We want to say thank you once again for their gracious hosts. They just take so good care of us here.
The ladies that work here, the gentlemen that work here, it's just so classy, and they do such a good job of just making everything perfect for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Well, as I look at my basketball schedule for the next month, it is it's going to be a challenge. It really will. We start Friday night, and, the kids have pretty much had this week off, with the exception of Monday, where the girls played in Potter County. They've had this week off. They go Friday night, and boy, they don't stop after that.
No, it's go, go, go. We got Chamberlain coming in on Friday night. That's a big one for us. That's one of our longtime rivals.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back in the history of Mobridge Pollock, I mean, Chamberlain. I mean, it's always there, and they're always good basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I had the good fortune when I first came to South Dakota, I taught at Chamberlain.
Oh, is that right?
And so that's a basketball school.
Yeah.
So they take it very seriously. When they come up on Friday, they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
And so that'll be very interesting for me to see a lot of those Chamberlain kids that I taught and coached.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of cool. Then Ron Colley comes in on Monday.
Yeah.
And oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, that's going to be tough.
Well, you go from one very important game, region standings, win-loss record, to another very important game. Probably the biggest rivalry in this area is Aberdeen-Ron Colley and Mobridge-Pollock. And so, you have Saturday and Sunday to think about it, but it's not a big turnaround. You're going Friday and Monday against two of the best teams around.
Yeah, fortunately, you've had a rest.
Yeah.
They practice and stuff, but the coaches have been smart. I've watched them.
Yeah.
They've been good. They've been getting the kids ready for the long haul. And so, they've gotten the rest, and they're ready to roll. And the cool thing, too, is you go after it, and you take one game at a time. Start with Chamberlain, then go to Ron Colley, and then go on to the rest. But
Then the boys turn around on Tuesday and have Shine Eagle Butte, which another big rivalry for Mobridge Pollock. And I think that rivalry goes back almost 100 years.
I think so.
you know. Yep. So it's there's no stop. So I have to ask you, as far as scheduling something like this, and some of these games are on the road, but there are some that are going to be at the high school, and they're going to go back to back to back. Sometimes you probably need somebody to come down and run your shot clock for you, or somebody to announce, do a public address.
And I thank you for saying that, because, it does make a big difference when people come forward and say, hey, Ted, how can we help you?
Yeah.
And it really, just like when we talked about the football, you know, there's takes many, many people to run a successful football program, and even more so for an whole athletic, you know, department. And in these situations, if anybody can come in and help us on anything, please do so, because it really is appreciated. That's how we could do those three wrestling meets in 1 week.
Right.
Because all these people stepped forward. People came out from all directions, said, hey, what can we do to help? And then hit home runs all over the place. So it really does make a major difference. And that's what we need again. Just like they came forward through wrestling, we need people to come forward through basketball.
So if you have any interest at all of in running the shot clock, I mean, you have to pay attention a little bit, but it's basically pushing a button. It's not, you're not going to have to perform brain surgery or anything like that. You know, announcing the starting lineups and so on and so forth. If you would like to come and help out, you know, maybe call the high school, ask for Mr. Holmstrom.
Yep, just call the high school, ask for me. They'll patch me through, and or you can always email me too. It's right on the high school website, or the South Dakota High School Activities Association website, whatever. And it's just theodore.holmstrom@k12.sd.us.
All right. So, like I said, we get really busy starting on Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday. Yeah, it's going to be a stretch there. Being that you've been in coaching for a while now, a couple of years anyway, what do you recommend for the kids as far as not burning out?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And a lot of rest, you know, and the coaches, I think they have it, you know, less is more.
Yeah.
But then nutrition is big. You know, you have to eat well. I'm crazy about, you know, my football team. I think they were the best fed team in the whole state of South Dakota. But you know what? We played better this every single second half.
Yeah.
All nine games. Whatever it was the first half, we played better.
Right.
We didn't win every game, but the second half was always better. I'm a big believer. It's because how we practice and how we feed the kids.
Right.
We're constantly feeding those kids, and food is, and the nutrition is such a big part of. So, you know, if anybody's looking for advice, you have to eat right.
Yeah.
And you eat right, then good things happen.
It's not just about eating. It's about eating right.
Right. And eating right, and then eating at the appropriate times. Like, for example, the biggest meal was tonight for Chamberlain.
Yeah.
That's the biggest meal. And then for Ron Colley, it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's the big one. Now, there are important meals, but that's the biggest one. Yeah. That's the one they're really going to draw on then. And then, you know, they should be eating 4 hours before the game. That's a big deal. And then, obviously, the fluids. And then the sleep. You know, you got to sleep. You know, being on a phone all day is not a good recipe for getting ready for basketball or wrestling or anything else. I mean, sometimes you just got to shut your phone off.
Right, right.
And, you know, I mean, you know, it's one of those things my wife likes to kid me once in a while, but, I mean, I'll go hundreds of miles in a car trip and have everything off, meaning I just drive.
Yeah.
No cell phone on, no radio on, no anything, just driving.
Yeah.
And, I'll tell you what, you're a lot more focused on what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. So as we get to the month of February, we start looking down the road, regionals and so on and so forth. Then we start thinking about track season. And something's very exciting for the Mobridge community is a track stunt. And we're going to be able to do track meets up here at New Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, without a doubt that we have the best track in the whole, I mean, as good as anybody in the state of South Dakota, especially anywhere in the central part. So, yeah, we're excited about this track season. The people, our superintendent, the school board have really come through and supported this tremendous facility, and we're very, very excited about hosting multiple meets and getting a lot of people into Mobridge and letting our athletes showcase their thing right here. And talking about showcasing our athletes, we just got news this week that we have been invited and we have accepted an invitation to the number one volleyball tournament in the state of South Dakota. We're going to be going to the Pentagon in September.
That's awesome.
These our girls will face the best volleyball teams in the state of Minnesota, the state of Iowa, and the state of Nebraska, plus Sioux Falls Christian.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something. We're excited. It's one of those dreams come true. You know, a lot of hard work by Rose, Trudy, and the coaching staff, the players, the dedication, commitment, and effort all those volleyball girls have, their parents, our supporters, our all the stakeholders. They can be so proud. It's a great achievement.
Coach Henderson, if you're doing backflips, I want video of that. All right. So that's great news. And football coming up.
Yep.
Schedule ready for next year?
Matter of fact, the schedule is all set. Matter of fact, I should probably post it on the site, so I'd probably make it public. The reason we know it's all set is that we get a two-year schedule, and we talk to Wagner when that's going to be. Everything else is at 7 p.m. on Friday, so we will set. Like I said, I can even put that up now. One of the players was asking about the other day, and I showed him. But I'll put that up.
It's a two-year schedule, so we're playing.
We play opposite of what we did. So, Wagner will come here on that Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to play at 1 o'clock instead of 2.
Right.
I wanted to go 12, but they said that was too
late.
But it's really nice. You know, really all of our long trips were last year.
Right.
If you really look at that schedule, all the short ones now. I mean, we still have 4 away, but they're all short.
Yeah.
Longest one is Webster, and that one's first game of the season, which is easy, no school or nothing.
Yeah. Right.
And then and we also, you know, our first thing is to get football players to wrestle and basketball. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
But the exciting thing too is we have a nice core guys coming now in the mornings. Guys that are not playing basketball, not wrestling, and now they're starting to weightlift. And you know, if you're gonna be a good football team, if you're gonna have a good football program, it's gotta be weight training's gotta be year round. And it's got to be multiple people involved.
Right.
So we're real excited about getting that going. And the team highlight tape is almost done. We have the film done. We're just doing we gotta do the voiceovers.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Andy, I'd like you to be part of it.
I will.
There's some lines I want you to read.
So I will do that for you.
You betcha. That highlight tape.
You bet. So, again, as we start thinking about the February and getting into track season, when we start hosting these track meets, track is a lot like wrestling, only on steroids, because there are so many events, pulling tape measures, getting stopwatches going, holding tape across the finish line, making sure that everything is going tip-top. So, when we put out the word on the radio station that volunteers are needed, don't just listen to that. Actually call and say, I would like to help out. I'd like to volunteer. I'd like to time. I'd like to hold tape or whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's track meets are like, you're not kidding. It is a wrestling meet on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, the other thing cool about track, I'm a longtime track coach too. Mm-hmm. You know, football is my big thing and I've coached the longest, but my second thing I've coached the longest is track. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great sport because you know what? It's positive, positive, positive. Every child that participates in all of our meets this year, they can all have a positive outcome because they can either hit a personal record or the best time of that year.
Right.
And so it's so, so positive to see the kids, you know, band together, cheer for each other, you know, it doesn't matter. It's cross team and everything else. Everybody's very, very positive. Nice social activity. You know,
yes.
4 or 5 hours of hundreds of young people around each other in a very positive way. And so this is a great thing. The other thing, too, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk. Judy Klitt is our new golf coach. So she's going to have Jody's going to have she's going to be the girls' golf coach, so that's going to be starting. And then Andrew Overland is our new head softball coach.
All right.
So we've been starting the process of of starting recruiting a team and getting that stuff going, getting equipment. And we've been very, very fortunate to have great support of our superintendent and school board and going forward with this and putting together a schedule and things like that.
That's awesome. And we can't talk about activities director without talking about Molly English and the one act play. The results weren't what they wanted, but they went down there and a couple of actors from Mobridge got outstanding actors. And I tell you what, Gretchen Olson and Madison, what's her first name? I can't
Madison remember. Ross.
Madison Ross. Ross, yep. Madison Ross were actually given the accolades of outstanding actors at regionals. I went and watched the play, and I thought it was fantastic. They did a great job. Very talented, not only on the basketball courts, not on the volleyball courts, also on the football fields and tracks and so on, but on the stage as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think of Molly and English, you know, she's what I would call unsung hero.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a lot of fanfare. She's not looking to get the lights and everything else. But, boy, she does so much for those kids and really pushes and does the things. Once again, we talked earlier in our program here about making special events for kids. And she makes that happen. She's one of those people has devoted her life to education and those children. And we're so fortunate at Mobridge, Pollock, to have a good group like that. You know, the play thing is a tough thing because it's, you know, it's when you go to a game, you can see a score up.
Right,
on a thing.
Right.
You and I might go to that play. We think it's the greatest play in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Other people, judges, you know, they have other ways of doing it. Now, I have a longtime friend that's, you know, an ice skating judge.
Yeah.
I mean, at the top level, she's done the Olympic stuff for the United States.
Yeah.
I ask her the same question. How do you do this?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, so coach, the state of Mobridge Pollock athletics is good right now.
I think it is. I mean, and let's finish off here with the idea that we're so fortunate. Our community is so fortunate. We have great facilities. We have great student athletes, great coaches, people that come through on a volunteer effort to support our athletes and coaches and players in so many ways. We're so thankful to have the stakeholders. We really are in a very, very fortunate place in our sports cycle, but also our educational system. We have teachers that really care about the kids, and they're willing to do the things that it really takes. You know, Thursday we have parent-teacher conferences, and, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not sure whether to come. And then meet with the parents and make it a team effort.
Right.
Whatever it might be, whether your child's really done well in the course of the year, maybe it hasn't gone as successfully as you like, but it really does make a difference when teachers and parents work together.
Exactly right. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and coming out on this Wednesday night. Next week, we're going to talk about an exciting project that is going to take place, and I'm not going to give too much away, but Hayden Merkel from Farm Credit Services is going to be here to make an announcement. And of course, I talked with Coach Hedick already. He wants to come and talk about girls basketball. So join us next week for Tiger Talk. This is Star 99.
Thank you, Eddie.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Hsu next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands-On Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.